Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Opening the cover of the December issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine offers all the excitement of unwrapping a holiday package. In fact, in this issue, you'll learn about outdoor gear for you and the outdoor enthusiasts on your gift-giving list. Managing editor and part-time elf, Charles Lorman.
Well, you know, in Texas, by December, it's starting to get a little colder, and I think in cold weather, people rely more on their gear, whether it's to stay warm or stay dry or just to be happier in the field. Our gear specialist, Gibbs Milliken, who writes a monthly column, also does an annual wrap-up or a sort of gear guide for the best gear of 2005, and he covers all kinds of things, including tents, cameras, knives, optics of all kinds, and also hunting gear, birding gear. So it's a really good way to sort of update your information about gear, as well as maybe come up with a few gift ideas for the outdoors people in your list.
Also in this issue, discover how restoring Houston's bayous improves flood control and entices wildlife back to the urban jungle, and meet this year's Lone Star Land Steward of the Year. The December issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine is on newsstands now. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.